So let's begin. Parshas Ekev, V'haya im Ekev Tishvun. Now, I want to try to develop an idea. I want to compare. We know that in Sefer Devarim there is a reflection. Much of Sefer Devarim is a reflection upon the first four Chumashim. Not necessarily Bereshis, but Moshe Rabbeinu, he gives Musar, he reviews what happened the last 40 years. And he gives Klal Yisrael Musar. He reviews the mitzvahs, and everything that is repeated in Chumash Devarim is repeated with a different perspective, from a different dimension. Obviously, there are a lot of new things that are presented, many new mitzvahs that are presented in Chumash Devarim, but much of Chumash Devarim, a good bulk, is just a review. But it's a review from a different perspective. Now, one of the most significant events that is reviewed and mentioned is the Shviras Haluchas. Moshe Rabbeinu, after 40 days in Shemayim, he comes down and he sees the worshiping the Egel, and he shatters the Luchas. After he shatters the Luchas, he goes back up and he's mispalt Hashem for another 40 days for a second set for forgiveness. And afterwards, Hashem says, Psalucha, chisel out, quarry new stones, and I'll write on the new stones the Aseres Hadibros, v'chulu, v'chulu. Now, when Moshe is mispalel to Hashem, he pulls out the trump card. What's the trump card? Is there such a thing called a trump card? Did I make that up? He pulls out his best argument, Zichor le'Avraham le'Yitzchak. Now the next word is not so simple. Is the next word le'Yaakov? In our parasha, in Parashas Ekev, he used Yaakov, but in Parashas Kisisa, he uses the word Yisrael. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Now I want to go try to bring out. Let's first bring out the differences. Some of their major, major differences in how the story is presented. And the differences are so great, are so enormous, if you would not know better, you would think that you're talking about two different, you would think that we're talking about two different stories entirely. You wouldn't even know that we're dealing with the same story. And then the question is, why in Parashas Kisisa is it presented in this fashion, with this vocabulary and this perspective, and Chumash Devarim in Parashas Ekev is presented with an entirely different perspective. So let's first take a look at the way the story is presented. There are, again, a lot of very significant differences in so many different ways. Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Shemayim, everything is fine and good, and suddenly Hashem says in Parashas Kisisa, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe, Lechred, Moshe, go down. Kishiches amecha, your people have been destructive. He goes on a little bit more, and Hashem tells him what's going on, and let's then go jump down to the famous pasuk we lay on a time of Sibor. Vayichal Moshe es pnei Hashem Elokav. Moshe supplicates. Targum says, Vitzali. And he says to Hashem, Lomo Hashem yechre apecha b'yamecha. Hashem tseisa mi'eretz Mitzrayim. First difference is in Parashas Kisisa it says Vayichal, and describing the exact same event in our parasha, Parashas Ekev, it says Vo'espalel. It doesn't say Vayichal. It says at that time when you made trouble, Vayihi miketz arboim yoyim arboim laila nasa Hashem alay shnei luchos Vayim Hashem alay Kumraid, maher mizeh. It's interesting. Over here it says kumraid, and there it says lechraid. Okay, when we learned this in the afternoon, we actually picked up on this, and then realized that kishuzamcha vaydaber sar maher min aderech. No, doesn't say. I made him say kishiches amcha. No, let's say lechraid. Vaydaber Hashem Moshe lechraid. Go and descend. Moshe in Parashas Ekev says, Kum, raid. Rise up and descend. Why? Are we discussing the same story? What's going on? Is it the same story? Is it not the same story? Okay, the next, there are many differences. I just want to highlight some of them. The next difference is when Moshe hears what's going on, Moshe, Vayichal Moshe. Here, in this pasuk, it says, Moshe goes to Hashem, and it says, Ve'er v'nichat osem. The order is also a little bit different. There are a lot of differences, but wait, let me just find the exact words. Ve'er v'shem alaykum reid maher mizeh. Moshe immediately descends. The order is also different. Then it says, I fell before Hashem, like I did before. Arboim yoim, I didn't eat. And he used the word vo'espalel el Hashem. Pass it further down. Vo'espalel el Hashem vo'oimar. Hashem Elokim, al tashches amecha v'nachalos chasher podisa begodlecha asher hotzeisa b'mitzrayim b'yod chazoka. Okay, a different term. Not vayichal, but vo'espalel. What is the difference between the word vo'espalel and the word vayichal? Seemingly, there is no difference, because the Targum in both places translates it the same. Here it's v'tzali Moshe kodem Hashem, v'tzalesi. Here it's Vitzali, and here it's Vitzalesi. Interesting. It's the possessive. Vayichal Moshe prayed, I prayed. But it's the same exact term, the same Tzali. The Targum always simplifies the language by taking many, many ways. This is something we came across in the afternoon, that it is the derech of the Targum to simplify the Hebrew language by translating many words that are different with the same translation. But obviously there's a difference. Okay, if you go to the very, very end, there's another very major difference, that after everything is said and done at the very end, the conclusion of the story is, Vayinochem Hashem al horo'o asher diber la'asos li'amo. After Moshe's long prayer, Hashem says, I changed my mind. I'm not going to destroy them. At the end of the prayer over here, it doesn't say that. There is no mention when the story is over. That's it. It's over. That's it. New topic. Bo'esai Omar Hashem Elai Psol Choshnei Luchos Avanim Kodishonim Alei Elai Hora V'Asis Lucha Aronates. There is no mention in the version 2 of the story, in Parashas Ekev, that Hashem changed his mind. Hashem says, you know what? I accept your prayer, and Vayinochem Hashem al horo asher diber lasos liyamo. It's almost as if in Parashas Ekev, Moshe's prayer was rejected. Doesn't say that Hashem accepted the prayer. So my high, I mean, what's going on? Now, we already mentioned 3 differences. Let's mention another critical difference. In Parashas Kisisa, when Moshe is mispalel, he uses, when he says, he pulls out Zuchus Ovois, okay, the greatest defense for Klal Yisrael, he says Zuchor, LaAvraham, LiYitzchak, UliYisrael, Avodecha. When he refers to the Ovois, in the Zuchus Ovois, save Klal Yisrael, he doesn't refer to Yaakov by the name Yaakov. He refers to Yaakov by the name of Yisrael. And he puts the word Avodecha at the end. Whereas, in Parshas Ekev, when Moshe reviews the story, and Moshe says how he mentioned, he prayed to Hashem when he invoked Zuchus Avos. Here he says Zuchor. First he says La Avodecha. And then he says Li Avraham, Li Yitzchak, Uli Yaakov. Why in Parshas Ekev is Yaakov's name mentioned as Zuchus Avos, whereas in Parshas Kisisa, when Moshe Rabbeinu invokes Zuchus Avos, it's Li Yisrael. That's right, the 4th question. Question number 5, we'll just leave with the last one. There are many different ones, but this is the last one. The last is, this really goes, it focuses on the entire sequence of Psukim. There's a very different defense that Moshe presents in Parshas Kisisa versus Parshas Sekev. In Parshas Kisisa, the defense of Moshe is, Hashem, if you destroy them, the world will say that you deliberately took the Jews out of Egypt to destroy them. No one will ever think that you're weak. There's no mention whatsoever in Parshas Kisisa where Moshe says, Hashem, it's a chilul Hashem for you to take them out of Egypt and not bring them into Eretz Yisrael. It's a chilul Hashem. What's the chilul Hashem? In Parshas Kisisa, Moshe says the chilul Hashem is that people are going to say that you, Hashem, in your incredible might and power, and you can do anything that you want. But you deliberately decided to take them out of Egypt to destroy them, to deliver them into their enemies for destruction. In Parshas Akev, Moshe's defense is Chil Hashem. What's the Chil Hashem? The world's going to think that Hashem, you're weak. You just don't have the power to deliver the goods. You took them out, but you couldn't bring them into Eretz Yisrael. Let me read the Pesukim. Back in Parashas Kisisa, Vechal Moshe, Lama. It's really Lama. Yoimru Mitzrayim Lemar, Bira'ah, Hotziyam. You took them out, Bira'ah. You took them out to bring upon them evil. Laharoig Oysam, to murder them. Beharim Ulechal Oysam Me'al Pnei Ho'adama. The defense is Chilul Hashem. The world will say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he saw these people in Egypt, he did not like them, he wanted to destroy them in a magnificent way, so he picked them up in his incredible power, he took them out of Egypt to smash them and to destroy them, to deliver them into this nation, to destroy them. That's not what it says in Parshas Akev. In Parshas Akev, Moshe's defense is, Pasuk in Parashas Akev, Pasuk Chav Zayin Zuchar, Pen Yoimru, Pasuk Chav Ches, Perek Tes, Pasuk Chav Ches, Pen Yoimru Ha'aretz, Asher Hoyitzei Sanu Misham, Mibili Yecholes Hashem, Lahaviyam El Ha'aretz Asher Diber Elohem, Umisin Asoy Oysam, Hotziyam Lahamisam Bamidbar. You don't have the power. You don't have the power to bring them into the land. So what did you do? You took them out to a place where you could not deliver the goods, and you let them perish there naturally. So both parashios are presenting the defense of Moshe, but in Parashas Kisisa, Moshe's defense is, Hashem, you're the Almighty. You can do whatever you want. No one will ever deny the fact that you can do whatever you want. If you want, you could have brought them into Eretz Yisrael. It's because you hate them. You took them out deliberately to destroy them. Parshas Akev, no, doesn't say that. Parshas Akev Hashem, the world will just say, you're just weak. You're weak, you can't deliver. Pen Yoimru Horetz Asher Yitzasadim Hashem, Mibli Yecholes Hashem. You just don't have the power. You just don't have the ability to do so. So what did you do? You took them out, you don't like them. You took them out of Egypt. You left them in the desert because that's the most you can do. And that's, you did it on purpose in order they should be destroyed. Totally different arguments. You would really think that you're dealing with two different stories. Two completely, we've gone through five differences. There are many, many more. But these are five basic differences between Parshas Kisisa and Parshas Akev. In Parshas Kisisa, Moshe davens to Hashem with the word Vayichal. Parshas Akev, Vo'es Palel. It's a different word, a different type of prayer. Vayichal versus Ve'es Palel. Parshas Kisisa, at the end of Moshe's prayer, Vayinochem Hashem al Hora'ah. Moshe, I accept your prayer. I will not do any harm to them. In Parshas Akev, quiet. Hashem does not say, I forgive them. Nothing. Bo'esahi, Moshe prays. Nu Hashem, what's the answer? I'm not telling you. No response. Number three, what was number three? Zuchus Avos. How does Moshe invoke Zuchus Avos? Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yisrael. In Parshas Akev, no Yisrael, it's now Yaakov. Number four. What was number four? I left out one.
The defense.
The defense. I only told you four differences? I thought I told you five differences. Okay, fine. Number four, the fourth difference is, what is the argument? They both have in common, it's a chilul Hashem. But what's the chilul Hashem? Is it because you did it deliberately? No one's denying your power, but they did lahachas. Or no, you did it, you just don't have the power. You're too weak. You're too weak to achieve. What's going on? So obviously, there are two different dimensions to what happened. Two different, each power, just like, you know, you have the Aseres HaDibros. Is it Zohar or Shamar? You know, is it Zohar or Shamar? There's the Luchos Rishon. The truth is, it's both, right? You can't say it's one without the other. There are two sides of the same coin. There are two different dimensions to Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah for Klal Yisrael. Now, to explain this, let's go back to the very first time. The very first time when Moshe Rabbeinu has a conversation with Hashem regarding Klal Yisrael. I mean, there are multiple conversations, but let's go to a very critical conversation. Critical conversation appears in the beginning of Parashas Vo'era. Okay, but now the beginning of Parashas Vo'era, Hashem speaks to Moshe. It's really a continuation of Parashas Shemos. But Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Paro, and he tells Paro. He says, you know, Hashem came to me and let my people go. Let my people go. Paro says, these people, they have too much time on their hands. No longer shall you give them tevin. Let them collect the tevin themselves. I don't want them having time to make trouble. And then the people hear what Paro said. They're very, very disturbed. And they curse Moshe. They mamish say to Moshe the most horrible things. Vayetze Moshe miyim Paro el esoir. Vayifrois kapav, I'm the wrong pasuk, I'm sorry, at the end of Parashat Shemos, the very end of Parashat Shemos. Okay, they see Moshe Rabbeinu, they see Moshe vayoymer aleihem, and they say to them, to Moshe v'Aaron, Yere Hashem aleichem v'yishpoit. May God judge you for what you have done. You come to tell us you're going to make life easy, we're going to leave Egypt, we're going to no longer be slaves. Paro just issued an edict, a law. No longer will they give us teven. May God look down upon you, v'yishpoit. Asher hiv ashtem esreichenu, you have darkened our complexion. You have made our spirit dark. Be'enei paro ve'enei avodav loses cherev biyadam liharganu. They now have all of the excuses they need. They now have all the excuses they need to kill us, to murder us. You made things for us a lot worse. They cursed Moshe Rabbeinu. Yere Hashem aleichem v'yishpoit. Pretty serious stuff. Moshe was very upset. Moshe returns to Hashem and says, Hashem, what did you do to me? What did you do? U'meyoz basil paro l'daber b'shmecha hayra alam azeh v'yatzele yitzalta samecha. Hashem says to Moshe, quiet. Shtoik. V'yom Hashem u'Moshe atos sirah asher esel l'faro. You be quiet. And then Hashem continues in the next parasha, Vo'eiro, and Hashem teaches Moshe Rabbeinu about the Avos. Now this is critical. Now what's critical here is, you have to take a step back. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know to say in defense of Klal Yisrael, Zichor le'Avraham le'Yitzchak u'Le'Yaakov? Now we take it for granted. We are so brainwashed, because every single day we say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. But if you think about it, this concept of Zuchus Avos is a novel concept. We're in trouble. We have problems. We have done sin. We have sinned. U'mibnei chato'enu golinu me'artzenu. We are responsible for our own actions. So we come along and we say, Hashem, Zuchor li Avraham, li Yitzchak, li Yaakov. This is a novel concept. Who invented this concept? Moshe. Moshe is the inventor. He's the one who gets credit for inventing the principle of Zuchos Avos. He's the first one to say, Zichor LeAvraham LeYitzchak LeYaakov. Who says you can do that? Who taught Moshe Rabbeinu that there's something called Zuchos Avos? Hashem taught Moshe. Hashem used this experience, this event here, as training. This experience, Moshe, basically, what I'm saying over here is that Hashem set up Moshe. Hashem set him up with this event that he should go to Paro, and Paro should respond, you know what, make it more difficult for them. And now the Jews, now the matzav will get worse, so that Hashem should now say to Moshe, Moshe, let me tell you something. Once upon a time, there was an Avraham, a Yitzhak, and a Yaakov. And they had trouble. They had big problems in their life. And they didn't complain to me. They didn't complain to me. They, when they were challenged in life, they didn't come to me and say, Lomo harayosa la'am hazeh. They didn't. Moshe learned from them. Remember this. Remember, you come from good stock, from people that when they are in a difficult situation, they accept the matzif. This will be for you a zuchus. Be like them. Be like Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, that when things are not going the way they should, calm down. Have faith in Hashem. Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu at this moment in Parshas Va'era, Zuchus Avos. Moshe, when Klal Yisrael was in a desperate situation, and Klal Yisrael was not behaving the way they should, Moshe then said, Ribbono Shel'olam, what are you complaining about? Moshe turned the tables on Hashem. Zuchus Avos. Zuchor li Avraham li Yitzhak li Yaakov. Hashem, remember, when I complained, what did you tell me? Moshe, what are you complaining about? Look at Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. They didn't complain. So Moshe now takes the same words that Hashem said to him, told Musar, and Moshe, look, now it's the reversed. You're complaining, Hashem. You're the one that's upset. Hashem, calm down. Vo'era el Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. It's mamish, the flip side. Here, Moshe's his blood pressure is off the charts. Hashem's Moshe, calm down, calm down, calm down. Be like Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. When things didn't go their way, I appeared to them, bekel shakai. They never were zoichet to see the whole picture. They only saw a portion. Things didn't work out for them. Calm down, Moshe. So now, fast forward, Klal Yisrael worships the Egel. Hashem's blood pressure is off the charts. So what does Moshe say? Hashem, you know, you taught me that when your blood pressure is off the charts, think about the Avos. Zuchor li Avraham li Yitzhak u li Yaakov. It's mamish. Hashem was training Moshe, mamish, for this momentous day of the Luchas. Tremendous chesed. But now let's go deeper. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu about the Avos twice. First, Yashay says, Vo'era el Avraham, el Yitzchak, v'el Yaakov. Yaakov. In the olden days, I appeared to them with the name of Kel Shakai. She'omar le'olamoy dai. They never saw the whole picture. They never saw Shmi Hashem, they never saw the midah of Amita Shali. I promised them, they never saw the whole picture. They just saw little pieces. They had a moon. Loi nodati lachem. And then the next pasuk is magnificent. Let me tell you something else about the Avos. The Gam, Hakimoisi es birisi itam, I also made with the Avos a covenant. Lo seis lohem es eretz Kanan, es eretz migurihem asher garuva. The Gam ani shamati, I made with them a covenant with the Avos. Ani shamati, I hear es nakas, the Bnei Yisrael. Here Hashem shifts from calling Klal Yisrael the Bnei Yaakov to the Bnei Yisrael. Asher Mitzrayim Ma'avidim Oysom Vo'ezkor Es Birisi. Now, the Gam Hakimoisi Es Birisi. I made a covenant itom with all of the others. Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. What was my covenant? I'm going to give them Eretz Yisrael. And I see now what's happening in Egypt. And I remember my promise to the Ovois that I'm going to bring them to Eretz Yisrael. This is Vigam. We have to be very careful. Hashem, when Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem is teaching about the Ovois in two different contexts. The first context is pure Musar. Moshe, quiet, shtoik, don't complain. Don't say Loma Harioso Loom Hazeh. Be like your ancestors, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Yaakov, quiet. Number two, there's a plan. And the plan is, you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. I know what's happening in Egypt. There's a plan for the Bnei Yisrael within the framework of the bris of the Ovois. The bris of the Ovois is Avraham, Yitzchak. The Ovois is a process. Avraham produced a Yishmael. You got to knock him off. So we go to Yitzchak. Yitzchak produced an Esav. We got to knock out that psoilus. The goal of the Ovois is Yisrael. Mitos HaShleima. There's a bris. There's a covenant with Avraham, Yitzchak, the Yisrael. And that bris is, no, Rabbi Chol, what's wrong?
No, I keep thinking that the word bris is associated with, is always in the context of Yaakov, not Yisrael.
Okay, but in this, I don't know all the details.
Where it appears,
yeah.
In terms of the Avos,
there was a bris. There was a bris.
Yes, but bris is usually in the same sentence with Yaakov.
Well, you have like Avraham, the bris ben Avisarim.
Change his name.
Okay, I hear. Okay, I'm not arguing with you. You're correct. But in this pasuk, there is two psukim, the gam. In addition, Hashem is mentioning the ovos twice. He's mentioning the ovos twice. He's mentioning the ovos stam Avraham, Yitzchak, the Yaakov. Bekel Shakai, and therefore don't complain, Moshe, don't complain. And then Hashem is saying, besides you should just follow in the ways of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, don't worry, I made with them a bris. And the bris, when we talk about the bris, we talk about the Bnei, the children of Yisrael. We don't refer, it's the same person. We don't refer to Bnei Yaakov. In the beginning he says Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Here we refer to them as Nakas, the Bnei Yisroel. There are two different relationships. There are two different concepts here. Privately, don't complain. Number two, there's the big picture for Klal Yisroel. Now, let's now go back and try to understand the difference now between Parshas Kisisa and Parshas Akev. In Parshas Kisisa, now there are two different ideas I want to present, which really they coalesce. So let me just first tell you the first idea, and then we'll come back and we'll tie this difference, which says over here, into those two. In the big history of Klal Yisrael, there are two types of prayer that we pray to Hashem. There's a prayer that a bad thing should not happen. We don't want a bad thing to happen. Person is not well. We don't want him to die. We want him to remain alive. And then there are times when there's nothing we can do. Hashem, unfortunately, he does not answer the prayer, and something bad happens. What appears to be bad happens. After something terrible happens, what's next? Is it all over? Do things now spiral out of control where there's no hope anymore? Or just because something horrible happened, we now have to pray that we should be successful in rebuilding. In other words, before there was a churban of the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni, and Klal Yisrael was mispalel, they were tzaddikim, neviim, be mispalel that Hashem should not bring a churban upon the world. There's a prayer, don't bring a churban. What happened? Unfortunately, there was a churban. Now, what happened after the churban? Klal Yisrael went into Golus. Now there's a new danger. The new danger is that in Golus we will completely just evaporate, dissolve, just unfortunately assimilate into the whole world. Now we are mispalel, don't let that happen. The churban already has happened. But now we have to be mispalel, let us at least survive. Let us survive until the days of Mashiach. When Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel, the dimension of tefillah, the Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah in Parshas Kisisa, is when Moshe is praying, Hashem, do not destroy the Jewish people. Do not go, Hashem says, I want to go now and vo'achalein, actually there's another difference, it's kilui, complete obliteration. Moshe was mispalel, don't do that. Hashem listened. Okay, Vayinochem Hashem al Horo'o Asher Diber La'asos Li'amo. Moshe, I accept your prayer, I will not destroy them. They're going to live on. But just because they're going to live on doesn't mean we're going to survive on our own. Okay, there are different ways, different dimensions. In other words, make believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we mispalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So Hashem listened. Hashem didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash right away. Ultimately, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Now that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we're done with Moshe Rabbeinu's first prayer, Parshas Kisisa. Now we are in Golus, and now we have bigger problems. There's no Beis HaMikdash. That prayer, unfortunately, was not accepted because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Here we are in Golus. The question is, what's going to happen now? Are we going to survive and witness the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash? Or are we just going to fizzle out and disappear? This is Moshe Rabbeinu's prayer in Parshas Ekev. Vo'espalel el Hashem bo'esahi. Hashem, don't be mashchis. It doesn't say tikolein. Allow Klal Yisrael to survive in Golus. Survival. Hashem, let them, that's the difference, this difference is answers all the questions. The word vayichal Moshe, what is the word in vayichal? Lashon of chulin. Lashon of to be meichel a neder. Hashem was goizer, there's going to be churban. Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel, vayichal. This sacred words that you have declared that there should be a churban, I want it to be chulin. I want it to be annulled. I want it canceled. Moshe was successful. But Moshe Rabbeinu's prayer in Chumash Devarim is not that the Beis HaMikdash should not be destroyed. It's that we should not, that's already over. That already happened, that era. It's a prayer that we should survive in Golus. We're already, there's nothing to undo. There's nothing to prevent. It already happened. It's a prayer of survival. Mm-hmm. And there are two different types of prayer. There's a prayer that something bad should not happen. And then there's a prayer when the bad already happened. The bad went into motion. The question though is, are we going to survive? Okay, you pray there should not be a storm. There should not be, when you go out to sea, you say, there should not be a storm at sea. Guess what? Hashem did not accept that prayer because there is a storm. There's a hurricane. There's a storm at sea. So now what do you pray now? I'm not praying there shouldn't be a storm. I'm praying we should survive the storm. The prayer of Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Kisisa is a prayer there should not be a storm. The prayer of Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Ekev is we should survive the storm, is a whole different type of prayer. Moshe Rabbeinu's prayer in Parashas Kisisa was accepted. Hashem did not destroy us. We're still here to talk about it. But just because we're still here to talk about it doesn't mean we're going to survive. Hashem wanted to end it totally. Hashem didn't end it. But just because Hashem didn't destroy us, we're still here. Who says we're going to survive the storm? There's a storm. We're in Golus. There are great difficulties. It's a prayer for survival. We were slated for complete destruction. Haman, the Hashmi, the Haragula, Abedis, Kola Yehudim. Wipe out the whole Klal Yisrael in one day. We survived that. We survived that. But there's still a storm. The Gezerah of Churban, that was annulled. Vayichal, Miloshen Chulin. The Gezerah that was sacred by Hashem has turned into a Dover Chol. Hashem didn't destroy us. But there's a storm. That is the prayer of Chumash, Devarim, of Parshas Ekev. And that's why the argument is very different. In Parshas Kisisa, what is Moshe's argument? It's a Chil Hashem. If you are going to destroy us, what will the world say? Hashem is the Almighty. He can do whatever he wants. He took us out of Egypt to destroy us. If he wanted, he could have taken us into Eretz Yisrael, but he didn't. He destroyed us. In Parshas Ekev, Hashem's not destroying us. We're destroying ourselves. We're just vulnerable. Hashem, you just don't seem to have the power to bring us to the finish line. If we're not going to survive the galus, the chil Hashem will be, Hashem, you just don't have the power to get us through this very difficult matzif. It's a whole different type of prayer. It's a different argument. What was the other difference? Now we come to the other difference that we mentioned in the beginning. Both of these things are really alluded to in the very, very beginning. In the very beginning, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Zichus Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. When Hashem says to Moshe, Hashem was responding to Moshe Rabbeinu when he complained to them in their difficult matzav when they were struggling for survival. The Egyptians just decided, no longer will you get the straw. You'll have to collect the straw. Moshe complains. Hashem says, Moshe, let me teach you something about Zichus Avos. Zichor li Avraham li Yitzchak and Yaakov. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You say those words for survival. Then Hashem says, V'gam, let me tell you something else about Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. I made with them a bris, a covenant, that I'm going to take them out of Egypt. You'll be slaves, Arba Me'oshana, in Egypt, and then you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. There Hashem refers to the covenant with the words, B'nei Yisrael. When Moshe in Parshas Kisisa invokes the Zuchus Avos, he's invoking what Hashem told him, V'gam HaKimoisi Es Brisi Itam, with Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. I see the Nakas B'nei Yisrael. Moshe is invoking the Zuchus Avos of the second, V'gam as Brisi. But in Parshas Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu is davening an entirely different tefillah, a prayer of survival. Survival, there he says, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Vo'era el Avraham, el Yitzchak, vel Yaakov. I appeared in Bekel Shakai, and the Shmi Hashem lo noidati lohem. So in essence, what we're doing over here is we're trying to review this over here. It's a little complicated, but I think over here there's some important things over here. We started off by noting, let's review the whole thing in Derech Kitzer. We start off by noting that we have what appears to be two different stories that have nothing in common. We have the story of Moshe Rabbeinu shattering the luchas. Moshe Rabbeinu becoming aware that Klal Yisrael worship the Egel HaZavani shatters the luchas. And Hashem wants to destroy Klal Yisrael. And Moshe goes to Shemayim and Moshe is mispal and Hashem, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zichor li Avraham li Yitzchak uli Yaakov. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells us the story twice. Once in Parshas Kisisa and once in Parshas Ekev. But when you study the story, they're two different stories that have nothing in common with one another. The first story, it says the word, it says the Vayichal Moshe. At the end of the story, Hashem says, forgiven, Vayinochem Hashem. In Parshas Ekev, Moshe begins with Voespalel El Hashem. And at the end of the story, Hashem says, let me think about it. I gotta think about it. I'll get back to you on that. No response of Hashem is mekabel the tefillah. In Parshas Kisisa, Moshe Rabbeinu invokes Zuchusava, Zichor li Avraham li Yitzchak uli Yisrael. In Parshas Ekev, Zichor li Avraham li Yitzchak uli Yaakov. What's the difference? And the fourth difference is a totally different argument. In Parshas Kisisa, what is the argument? The argument of Kisisa is Tzachil Hashem. The Egyptians are going to, the world will say that Hashem, with all of your power and might, you could have taken them into the land, but instead, because you hate them, you deliberately picked them up out of Egypt to smash them and destroy them in the desert. In Parshas Ekev, Moshe says to Hashem, people are going to think you're a weakling. You just don't have any koyach. You couldn't do it. You just couldn't finish the job. The mamish, two different stories here. What's going on over here? Two completely different stories. What is the answer? Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. The shviras haluchos, the tzaras of Klal Yisrael represent every different type of tragedy and sorrow in Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu was there to pray for Klal Yisrael for all generations and all different matzavim. And there are two different types of tefillahs. There's a tefillah where Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem, don't abandon your nation. Don't destroy them. And then there's another tefillah where Hashem already allowed there to be a churban. The first tefillah is, let there not be a churban. Let there, in all of its different dimensions, let there not be a churban. And then there's another type of tefillah where there is a churban. That's not the issue. Don't cry over spilled milk. There is a churban. But the issue is, now what? Are we going to survive? You can pray there should not be a storm at sea. Okay, if Hashem listens, there's no storm. But then there's another type of prayer where, guess what? There's a storm. There's a hurricane. There's a tornado. We're in trouble. We're in a lot of trouble. Okay, we need now to pray to Hashem that we're going to survive the situation, the difficult situation. Parshas Kisisa is a tefillah, Hashem, do not bring a churban. Do not bring a churban. In the history of Klal Yisrael, don't let there be churbanos. And Hashem says yes. Vayinochem Hashem al hara'ah, I will never let the Jewish people be destroyed. Never. Never. It will never happen. But just because I'm never going to destroy them, there are going to be churbanos. And they have to prevent themselves from being destroyed. And I will not destroy them. Let's put it in those terms. But Klal Yisrael, there are going to be difficult situations where they may destroy themselves. They may not survive on their own the elements of what is out there in the dangers of the world. Hashem didn't destroy Klal Yisrael, but the fact that we find ourselves today wandering in Golos, how many millions of people have disappeared because we couldn't on our own survive. Hashem didn't deliberately destroy us. It's just the circumstances of the situation are such that we just can't survive in this environment and we evaporate. We need your help, Hashem, to survive. The jury is not out on that yet because Mashiach didn't come yet. doesn't say in the pasuk, "Vayinochem Hashem al Horo'ah." Hashem, because it's a different type of prayer. We're still Hashem guaranteed that He's not going to destroy us. Vayinochem Hashem al Horo'ah. But in the prayer of Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Ekev, there's no, and it's not a prayer of Vayichal Moshe. It's a prayer of a Vo'espalel El Hashem. The connotation of Vo'espalel, it's an ongoing supplication to survive. Vayichal Moshe, the word Vayichal comes from the word chulin, annulment. To take something which is kodesh and to make it chol, to completely wipe out the gzera. Hashem, I will never destroy the Jewish people. The Jewish people will never be destroyed by me. But there's a storm. And when there's a storm, you have to protect yourself and you have to fight for survival. And you need my help. And for that, it's going to be Vo'espalel. And therefore, the arguments, no one will ever, the Chil Hashem, Hashem, don't go and let the world say that you took the Jews out of Egypt to destroy them. I'm not going to destroy them. Vayinochem Hashem. But just because I'm not going to destroy them, there's a storm. And they may on their own not survive the storm that they find themselves in. And for that, there's a Chil Hashem. Hashem, don't let the world say, Moshe himself, don't let the world say that you were too weak, that you couldn't give them the siyata of the Shemaya to make it through the storm. That's the prayer. And these two prayers are captured in the terms Elokei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov versus Avraham Yitzchak Yisrael. When it comes to the covenant that there will always, Hashem made for Himself a nation, Klal Yisrael. He made for Hashem a nation of Avraham Yitzchak with the Ovois, the Bris Ovois, Yisrael, the Gam, Hakimoisias Brisi Itom, Los Eslamis Eretz Kenan, and Shamatias Nakas Bnei Yisrael. I'm there. I will do my part. But you have to do your part. And for you to do your part, you have to do your part, and when things get rough, you have to invoke the other element of Zuchus Avos, of Avo'ero El Avraham, El Yitzchak, V'El Yaakov, Bekel Shakai. There's another Zuchus Avos, another form, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. In Parshas Ki Sisa, it's Klal Yisrael's existence. It's V'gam, it's Brisi, Gam HaKimoisi, it's Brisi Itom, Yisrael, Elokei Avraham Yitzchak, which culminates in Yisrael. In Parshas Ekev, it's the survival of Klal Yisrael. Hashem is not coming to destroy us. But we are in Golos, and we need to survive there when things are difficult. We need to invoke Zchus Avos, Elokei Avraham, Vo'eiro El Avraham Yitzchak Vel Yaakov. It's the other beginning of the conversation where HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a different dimension of Zuchus Avos. Okay, so this is our analysis of the two different stories of Klal Yisrael. Two different perspectives of Klal Yisrael in Kisisa and Parshas Ekev. Okay, I hope Olam. God, I'm not so sure. And we have a little more time. Let me take another.
Need paper and pen for this.
It was too complicated.
It was good.
Okay, let me just tell you something more simpler before we can wind down to conclude with a word that's at least something for Shabbos. A simpler word. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu. In this week's parasha, he makes an oroin. Hashem says to Moshe, Pisol Lecha, I forgive the Jewish people, and we have to prepare a replacement. You are a mazik. You have destroyed the luchos that I gave you. You shattered. So we need a replacement. So Moshe, go to the mountain, take out your hammer, your chisel, and pisol lecha, come back to me later with two new tablets. Tylenol or Advil, whatever you choose, but come back with two tablets. Two tablets and call me in the morning, in the evening. Come back with two tablets and we'll do this again. I'll etch Advil on one and I'll etch Tylenol on the other. Come back later in the evening with two tablets. And by the way, Moshe, make for yourself a box. Okay, make for yourself a box, because where's the box going to be? Let me find the... By the way, Moshe, when you come back here with the two tablets, don't bring me a plastic bottle. I want the real stuff. A wood box. Okay. Doesn't even say no. So notice the order. Hashem is a very precise order. First get the luchos and then get the box. What does Moshe do? Moshe goes, he first makes the box. He doesn't follow orders. He does not follow orders. Why doesn't he follow orders? He doesn't follow Vo'as Adoin Atzei Shitim. I first made the box. And then Vo'efsol Shnei Luchos Avonim Karishainim. Wow, pretty serious stuff here. Moshe Rabbeinu does not follow orders. The most important thing to do in life is follow orders. I used to teach once, give assignments to students, give computer assignments, and some of the students are brilliant. They gave these incredible programs, but 90% of them didn't do what I told them to do. This is what you're supposed to do. This is the input and this is the output. Don't give me chidushim. It's not what I told you to do. This is not follow instructions. He didn't follow instructions. Why? Moshe said, you know, if I go and I chisel out stones, where am I going to put them? If I go and I chisel out two big stones, where am I going to put them? So therefore, I'm going to make the box first. All right, that's not really what I want to tell you. We're going to come back to that in a moment. That's a separate part, but that's a whole ethical for one moment. Moshe goes and he makes the box. Rashi here says, a whole analysis over here, Gansa Maisa, a whole shtickle tire over here, this Rashi, that Bezalel also made a box. He also made a box. Jews are very good at making boxes. He made a box. When Moshe Rabbeinu, when they went to war, Yoshua, the 14 years of conquest, they took with them the luchos into battle. Will you believe it? They took the luchos into battle. You got to put them in a box. Which box did they use to go to battle with? Which box? Well, they went to Sichon and Oig. So Rashi says they only went to battle with the box of Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the box. The box that Bezalel made, they never left the Mishkan. So let's say when they were battling Sichon and Oig on the other side of the Yarden, big battles. No Sichon and Oig, they had to go big major battles. They took with them the Aron HaKodesh to the battlefield. When they took the Aron HaKodesh, they went to the Mishkan, they brought in the box that Moshe made originally, they took out the Luchos, put the Luchos into Moshe's box, they went to the battlefield. And they left at home the box of Bezalel. There was only one time when they made a foolish mistake. They took the box of Bezalel, they took it out to war. That was in the time of Eli HaKoyein. And because they did that, that's why it was captured. The only box they used to take out the Luchos was the box of Moshe. Question, why? Rashi doesn't say. Why? What difference does it make? The Luchos is from Hashem. If you're going to take the Luchos to battle, to be an inspiration, why don't you take the box? What difference does it make? Why bedavk with the box of Moshe, not the box of Bezalel? So I think the answer is very pashut. The box of Moshe was a box that was made with mesiras nefesh. Hashem wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. Vo espalel el Hashem bo esahi. Vayechal Moshe, whatever you want to learn, like Parashas Kisisa, Parashas Ekev, Vayechal Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu was Moser Nefesh to be mispalel from danger. We're in a matzav of great, great danger. Hashem wants to destroy Klal Yisrael. Mocheni no misivuch asher kosavta, Vayechal Moshe, v'espalel Hashem v'esahi, zichor li Avraham li Yitzhak li Yaakov. And those tefilos produce results. You know what the results were? Pesolicha, two new luchos, and v'asisa lucha aroin eitz. When you go to battle, you're in a lot of trouble. There are people out there in the battlefield that don't want you to live. And you need all the merit that you can get. And you go out to the battlefield with the Kohen Mashiach Melchama, Zichor, and he tells everyone there to do teshuva. What are you looking at in the battlefield? You're looking at a box. The luchas have to be in the box. You want to look at the box of Bezalel, or you want to look at the box of Moshe? The box of Bezalel, it was made in a factory with safety and security. Mitoch Simcha. It was after Yom Kippur, they began to build the Mishkan, the Shekhinah came back. Ah, delicious. The whole family is sitting around the table and everything is fine and good. Hashem forgave us and now we're building a Mishkan. That's the box you want to go take with you to war. That box is not going to grant you any safety and security. That's not going to be an inspiration. The inspiration in war is to remember Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to Shemayim to save Klal Yisrael, and he said, Zechor, La'avraham, Le'yitzhak, Le'yakov. He said, Mocheni nam, Yisifach Asher Kosofta. That's the memories you need to remember now when you're in battle and someone's trying to kill you. Because Hashem was trying to take away your life as well because of your averos. But Bnei Chato'enu. And it was only because of the tefillos of Moshe. It's Moshe's box. That's the box you want to take with you to battle, not the box of Bezalel. Now, last point. Moshe Rabbeinu, he disobeys orders. He makes first the box, and then he makes the luchas. Let's fast forward. It comes time to build the Mishkan. Moshe says to Bezalel, Bezalel, make the kelim first, and then make the building. Bezalel says, Moshe, what are you talking about? If you make the building, the kelim first, where are we going to put them? You first should make the building, and then we'll make the... Oh, okay, you're right. You must have been in the Tzel Hashem. Wait a minute, Moshe Rabbeinu, how could he even give such instructions to Bezalel when Moshe Rabbeinu himself made the box first? It's the same idea. If I'm going to go to make luchos, quarry tablets, where am I going to put them? So first, I'm going to make a box. And then, I'm going to put the luchos in the box. Then the luchos. So when Moshe tells Bezalel, we have to build the Mishkan. There are kelim, and there's a building. So Moshe himself, no. First you build the building, that's like the box, and then you make the kelim. So the kelim go in the box. No, Moshe forgot. He forgot what he himself did. First you build the kelim, and then you build the Mishkan. And Bezalel says, Moshe, you yourself, when you went and you Hashem told you to make the luchas in the box, you did it the other way around. You first make the box, then you make the kelim. Yeah, you're right. What's going on over here? So I want to tell you an idea, a very short idea, and it doesn't make any sense that I'm going to tell you. Mamash doesn't make one bit of sense, but if you experienced it in life, you know it's right, it's true, it's correct. Here's the Vart, very quick the Vart. Hashem says to Moshe, luchas, get the luchas, and also get a box. Moshe really should have followed orders. First you get the luchas, and then you get the box. But Moshe was the chacham. From the Manishtan. I have my whole life figured out. I know where I'm going to elementary school, to high school, which yeshiva and Eretz Yisrael, exactly how long I'm going to be date, how many girls I'm going to date, when I'm going to get married, the date. I have what kind of job, my shver. I have my life figured out perfectly. Perfectly. I know everything in my life, no surprises. And then what happens in life? Boy, what a fool I was. You think you don't know nothing. Hashem, Moshe, luchos. No. Everything in life is with a cheshbon. You just can't have luchos if you don't have a box. So first, you have a box. First, you have parnosah. Then you get married, right? First, you build a house. The Rambam says, if you don't first have parnosah and build a house and get married, you're a shaita. You gotta go, you gotta be normal. You gotta go follow the rules. And then Moshe follows the rules. Moshe does. He makes a box, and then he gets the luchos. And then you know what Moshe then realizes? you know something? I was foolish. Well, I think I'm outsmarting Hashem. Hashem told me to make a box, to get the luchos. Luchos, where are you going to put them? So I was the chacham from the Manishtana. Hashem, I know better than you. I'll first make the box, and then I'll get the luchos. And that's exactly what Moshe did. Moshe got the luch. Moshe made the box and got the luchos. And Moshe, okay, we have to find this in the pasuk, but obviously Moshe realized, you know something? It wasn't necessary to do that. You're right, it doesn't make one bit of sense to first make the luchos and then get the box. What am I going to do with the luchos in the meantime? Am I holding it and juggling it in the air? You know something? In this world, things happen even though they don't make any sense. People get married all the time, they don't have a penny to their name. Somehow they survive. I don't know, they survive. Some of them do very well. People do things all the time. They just don't make sense. Everyone in this room is in that category in some dimension of their life. In some dimension of their life. You do it, you'll worry about it. You order a new oven, a new refrigerator. It doesn't fit through the door. Don't you realize that the oven that you're going to buy, the door is only 36 inches and the oven is 37 inches. Listen, bring the oven. When you get it to the house, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. That is the story of life. That is the story of life. Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe, get the tablets and then make a box. Moshe, no. Cheshbin. Life is all about cheshbonos. So Moshe does. He makes the box, then he makes the luchos, and then Moshe realizes, you know something? That was a big mistake. Hashem told me, get the luchos and then the box. I'm not going to make that mistake again. So when it comes to Bezalel, he says to Bezalel, make the kelim. That's the ikar. The kelim are the ikar. No, where are we going to put it? We'll figure it out. Make the kelim first. Bezalel says, but Moshe, where are you going to put it? Bezalel, you'll learn the hard way. If you want to go through the steps, that's life experience. You have to go through the steps in life. You have to make the mistake once in your life to know, now I understand. You only, in life, many times you only learn the hard way. Moshe learned the hard way. He gave advice to Bezalel, trust me. I know you're not going to trust me. But after you make the mistake, oh, then you'll understand for the next time around. Not everything in life has to make sense. Not everything has to go in order. Like I know someone told me, if only he knew how much he would love his grandchildren, he would have had them first, before his children. He didn't know. But that's the Musa Haskil here. Hashem says to Moshe, Luchos, then the box. No, I'm the Chacham from the Manishtana. I'm going to first make the box, then the Luchos. And then Moshe realizes, who am I fooling? When was Moshe misakein his chait? With his student, Bezalel. He told Bezalel, first the kelim, then the box. Let me teach you what life is all about. Bezalel says, Moshe, you know what you're talking about. Okay, I also didn't trust Hashem. I learned the hard way. You too, you'll learn the hard way. Go right ahead. You build the Mishkan and then the kelim. Then you'll understand the next time around. It's first the kelim and then the box. Okay, Rabbi Sai, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Zayigazim.